This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 247 for Tuesday, January 30th. I'm Adam Pelosciotti. The ice futures canola market is resuming its ongoing slide on Tuesday morning, being weighed down by vegetable oils. Chicago soybean, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil are all lower to start the day. Crude oil is slightly higher amidst continuing tensions in the Middle East. The Canadian dollar is up less than one-tenth of a U.S. cent compared to Monday's close. The March canola contract is down $3.50 per ton at $605.20. In the U.S., corn and soybeans are up, while wheat is steady to higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture's weekly export inspections report showed that nearly 902,000 tons of corn were shipped during the week ended January 25th, up 21% from last week and up 66% from the same week last year. Accumulated exports this marketing year totaled 15.64 million tons, 30% more than 1 year ago. Crop consultant Dr. Michael Cordonnier left his corn production estimates unchanged for Brazil and Argentina at 114 million and 52 million tons, respectively. Brazilian corn exports for January are expected to be 2.49 million tons, compared to 4.86 million last January, according to ANAC. The country's first crop corn harvest is 15.3% complete, according to Safras and Mercado, more than 3 points ahead of last year. The March corn contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $4.44. Nearly 890,000 tons of soybeans were shipped from the U.S. during the week ended January 25th, 54% less than 1 year ago. This marketing year so far, 27.67 million tons were shipped, down 22% from last year's pace. Cordonnier also left his soybean production estimates unchanged at 149 million tons for Brazil and 56 million for Argentina. ANAC reported that Brazilian soybean exports for January will total 2.49 million tons, compared to 950 million last January, while soymeal exports will be 1.76 million tons, ahead of 1.43 million 1 year ago. Safras and Mercado estimated Brazil's soybean harvest to be 9% complete, compared to 4.4% last year. The March soybean contract is up 7 U.S. cents per bushel at $12.02. Approximately 265,000 tons of U.S. wheat were shipped during the week ended January 25th, including 128,000 tons of spring wheat, below trade expectations. 11 million tons of wheat were shipped this marketing year, 2.2 million less than at this time last year. As of January 28th, winter wheat conditions improved by 21 points in Nebraska at 69% good to excellent, by 14 points in Illinois at 75%, and by 11 points in Kansas at 54%, compared to December 31st. However, conditions dropped 7 points in Texas to 42% good to excellent. The March Chicago wheat contract is up 2 U.S. cents per bushel at $5.95. The March Kansas City hard red wheat contract is up 4 U.S. cents per bushel at $6.22. The March Minneapolis spring wheat contract is down 1 U.S. cent per bushel at $6.93. That's a look at the ice futures in U.S. markets for Tuesday, January 30th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Adam Pelosciotti.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.